All right, good to have you back.
Listen, you know, Joe Biden, you know, he used to, you know, ridicule Donald Trump. Well, you know, the stock market's up, you know, great guns since I've been president. No, dropped another 500 points to the Dow on Friday. Brought it all the way down to 28,725. By the way, it was 30,829 the day that he took office. NASDAQ down at 10,500. S&P 500 down to 3585. He says it doesn't matter. My next guest and I believe otherwise. Liz Peek joining me now. Liz, good to have you back as always.
Good morning. Delighted to join you. Thank you.
If you're a retiree, I mean, I've looked at my... It hurts me, but I look, you know, because I've taken a blood bath, like not as bad as some, but I've taken it. I think most people have, you know, taken a pounding in the markets and they're afraid to look. And if you're a retiree or hoping to retire, unretirement is now the thing under Joe Biden, isn't it? Because people look and they're like, they're getting creamed, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Portfolios are down. Most people's investments are down 20 or 30%. And the bad news is that the housing market is also cratering. So not only do you feel poorer because you look at your IRA or your pension plan or whatever, you also now can kind of look on Zillow and find out that your house is worth 5% less than it used to be. This is demoralizing, but it's actually worse than just demoralizing. It also really impacts your inclination to spend money. Joe Biden is pretty stupid to dismiss the stock market because a lot of people are motivated to spend when their portfolios go up. That's one of the reasons, Steve, that the snapback from the recession, the pandemic-induced recession, was so fast. We had a booming stock market. So all these people who got some relief checks, remember that was everybody, not just poor people,
right?
And who saw their portfolios go up, they started to spend money way more than the Fed anticipated. And I must say, I, to this day, am shocked that the Fed didn't get that excess savings plus rising stock market was going to lead to a big boom in spending. That's what happened, and they completely missed it.
Yeah, the Fed has dropped the ball. Well, remember, they also told us that the inflation was going to be transitory. We heard that from everybody. There was no issue with inflation. We were going to be fine. Well, not only were we not fine, inflation is at places that we haven't seen since Jimmy Carter was in the White House. You know that. Which means when people go to the grocery, just ordinary folks go to buy groceries. They're like, how do you do that? I mean, I'm shocked. I go in the store for a little tube of toothpaste is almost $9. I'm like, what? It's just something that catches your attention, right?
It definitely catches your attention when you go to the grocery stores. Food prices at home are up probably around 15% year over year. And the other thing that isn't really easy to quantify is when you buy your box of Cheerios, there's less in it. So there's that whole shrinkflation thing going on. Very hard to measure, but everybody's aware of it. I mean, literally, you bring home a bottle of detergent, and it turns out it's not full. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. or the bottle has gotten smaller since the last time you bought it. There's a lot of ways that higher costs are impacting Americans, and in fact, now people really around the world. And what's so offensive, Steve, I was sitting there this morning thinking, this didn't have to happen. In other words, there are a lot of things on Bloomberg and everything coming out about how it's really as bad as 2007, 2008. Well, we know what happened in that period. The housing bubble basically exploded, and everybody was caught on. There has been no bubble here except federal spending. That's the bubble. So if you want to point fingers at one entity that has caused all this pain,
government
and all
always
this turmoil,
causes.
It's the federal government.
100%. Liz Peek, you've nailed it because every time inflation is created by government, not by you, not by me, it's by over pumping money artificially into the system, and then you get massive inflation. And when you tell people they can sit home and not work and they still have the same spending power because you're going to mail them checks, well, guess what? There's lots of demand and not a lot of widgets out there. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. What about the rest of it, though? The big problem for me is still the energy supply. And I really have some questions here. Did we mess with the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines? That's an honest question. Because, you know, Joe Biden said in February he would end the Nord Stream pipelines. And he was asked, how would you do that? And paraphrasing, we will take care of it.
You know,
that's an act of war if we did that. That is an absolute act of war.
It is, and it would be unimaginably reckless. There are people who have been in the government who tell me that it's possible that the United States engineered this and that they didn't know that there was gas in the pipeline. I mean, you have to wonder. Clearly, the Americans would not be so stupid to blow up a pipeline that's full of gas, right? Because that is an ecological disaster and so forth and so on. Here's what I don't think. I can't imagine, and I think you've actually seen this narrative die down. Why would the Russians do it? I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Why would they destroy their own infrastructure?
Well, not only infrastructure, but their leverage point. Their only leverage, really, with Western Europe is turning off the spigots and turning them back on again. So it clearly wasn't the Russians. My guess is it's some environmental loon NGO group that is, you know, climate people who basically wanted to forever end the idea that Western Germany and so forth was going to go back to using natural gas. But I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you, I think it's extremely worrisome.
Extremely.
And it's pretty unimaginable. I mean, it's a big operation, right? Hundreds of pounds or whatever the number was.
Hundreds,
of explosive,
yes.
In three different places. Surely there is some way to detect who is responsible for that. If it was the United States, we'll never hear about it, I'm sure. But it's going to, I mean, I can't imagine the repercussions, really.
Well, you would have attacked the infrastructure of the largest nuclear power on the planet, whether or not they would. It would be unimaginably reckless, as you put it, Liz. That would be exactly right. And dangerous for all of it. I have to leave it there, but it is something of great concern because in addition to that, it creates more price problems for the American consumers. So there you have that.
And Western Europe, which is our biggest trading ally. So I mean, it didn't help anybody.
Yeah, that certainly didn't help anybody. Exactly right. Liz Peek, always appreciate your wisdom. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve, for having me. Take care.
All right. Talk soon. Who blew up the pipeline? Did we do that? I'll be right back.